Thank you, Mr. Chair. I fully share the sensitivity our delegates from EU has put forward. And coming to the point behind the proposal of the EU, I see her argument, but I'd like to be a bit cautious. First of all, the proposed language is talking about healthcare services of the children, but the whole paragraph contextually is about education. I see there is education after that, information and education. And the second part, which is indeed not a consensual language, and I also see the reference of the use of this term in the last year's recommendation. And again, I see this is contextually different. Two contexts there. One is one particular community, and another is it is not talking about education. And coming back to our proposal, we are trying to be comprehensive when we talk about health education. Because as we argued, singling out one element, particularly in the context of COVID, while we see there are other elements having or bearing much more importance, is not to hear to reach a consensus and to contribute very productively. So rather, we are trying to see some compromise. I have a bilateral discussion with our colleague, and I was trying to see her concern, how we can accommodate. We can now propose like this within the text which is in front of us. If we talk appropriate health education, because I see physical and mental elaboration is not a preferred one to some of delegates. And after that, as well as we can go for a very accepted language, mental health and psychosocial support. We can rather avoid use of word emotional. I think, I hope that it will be acceptable because this is very generalized language, number one, and encompassing all the elements of health education which are appropriate in the context of school and other education system or institution. I thank you, Mr. Chair.